Good morning, and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Podcast for Wednesday, August 10th. It's another day of intense Olympic action, so let's figure out what we need to watch. If I'm counting right, I think today is the fifth day of the Olympics, and the way the schedule works, it seems like we've gotten a bunch of the same sports, and so today I'm going to look for a few things to watch that are maybe not my favorite sports to watch, but you know, just for novelty, they're in the Olympics. You barely ever get to see things like archery or table tennis or field hockey on TV and played at the highest level. Today's schedule is going to be a little bit different from the last few days, but there will be a few of the same things as well. So let's start at 9 a.m. and I would change the channel to USA and start watching some archery, individual archery eliminations live. It says 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I don't think you're going to spend 3 hours watching archery, but try to catch a little bit of that. At 10 a.m., if you know you've had enough of Robin Hood, you can switch over to NBC. They're going to be showing a bunch of stuff, but some water polo. And at 10:40, it's the USA men against France. That should be a good game. The USA just barely lost a victory they had against Croatia and ended up tying Croatia, which is pretty good. At noon on MSNBC, which is actually taped, it live streams at 9 a.m., but women's singles semifinal in table tennis, I'd be interested to see that. A little bit later on, 2 p.m. on NBC itself, this is live, there's women's volleyball. It's the U.S. against Serbia. That should go to around 3:45, but at 3 p.m. there's a couple other things that I thought were cool to watch, both on USA. Today seems to be a big day for the USA Network. So at 3 p.m. there's the men's double trap finals in shooting. If you've never seen this, this is kind of it's one of those things where they're shooting clay pigeons, not real pigeons, but little clay discs that get shot out of a something or other really fast. And this is double trap because it involves two of them flying out. So it's like, pew, pew, and then they try to shoot them really fast. Sounds questionable, but I think it's actually pretty fun to watch. I saw some highlights on YouTube when I was writing about it. Also on USA from 3 to 5 p.m., they're going to be showing some of the men's rugby sevens quarterfinals. So that should be fun. And at 4:15 p.m. on NBC Sports Network, if shooting and rugby are not to your taste, there's women's field hockey, the U.S. against Japan. I actually haven't seen any field hockey yet this Olympics, but it's always one of my favorite sports to watch. At 5 p.m., there's a couple good things on CNBC. There's the more men rugby quarterfinals, if you didn't catch it earlier. And those are live, so they just happen one after another. They're four games, so you won't be watching the same thing. But there's also the women's fencing individual foil gold medal game. So I enjoyed, there was a U.S. Man who was in the foil finals on the men's side, and that was actually surprisingly fun to watch. I think TV technology has improved enough so that you can actually kind of see the foil, the sword, in a way that you didn't used to be able to. So that should take you to 8 p.m. And then, you know, switch over to NBC. They're going to be doing some live women's beach volleyball featuring Kerry Walsh Jennings and her partner, I think April Ross, playing against Switzerland. I believe that's their last group game. It's also going to feature a bunch of swimming. Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps will both be swimming, as well as, you know, probably a bunch of Hungarians that make us doubt what's going on, unfortunately. There's also going to be the men's gymnastic all-around final on NBC. Like the women last night, that's actually going to be taped. The live stream happens at 3 p.m., so, you know, duly noted, right? If that's not to your taste, at 9 p.m., the Brazilian men's soccer team plays their last group stage game. They haven't scored a goal so far. They've been really disappointing. It's kind of interesting to see what's happening. Brazil, in my knowledge, has never really supported their women's soccer team very much. But this Olympics, their women's soccer team has been doing really well. And the men's soccer team has been doing so poorly in what's, you know, actually seems like it's worse than the repeat of the World Cup they hosted a couple years ago. And I think Brazil's falling in love with women's soccer. So, you know, there's something good that comes out of every bad thing, right? But if you do want to root for Brazil to at least score a goal on the men's side, they will be playing Denmark at 9 p.m. on NBC Sports Network, NBC Universo, and the mysterious Olympic Soccer Channel that I still can't figure out. All right, that's all I've got for Wednesday, August 10th. Enjoy the day of Olympics. Bye.